You are listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo. Today is Friday, January 26, 2024, and I am MP Holmes. At the Region of Waterloo Council meeting on Wednesday night, Chief Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Su Lee Wong, presented the respiratory disease update. The Public Health Office's rising concern is the increase in invasive Group A streptococcal disease.
Further to my Board of Health update in November, there continues to be an increase, what's called invasive Group A streptococcal infections, or invasive Group A strep. In 2023, there were more than double the number of cases reported to our healthcare partners than in 2022. This increase has been noted across Ontario, across Canada, and in other countries around the world.
Group A streptococcus is a bacterium that can cause a strep throat infection, tonsillitis, or skin infections. More serious bouts of invasive Group A streptococcus can lead to pneumonia, toxic shock syndrome, or necrotizing fasciitis, also known as the flesh-eating disease. Dr. Wong describes the invasive form of Group A streptococcus can cause severe illness and, in rare cases, death.
Group A strep is a common bacteria that causes infections such as strep throat and skin infections, and most often these infections are not severe. More rarely, what's called invasive Group A strep occurs when the bacteria spreads beyond the places it typically infects, such as the throat or skin, into sterile parts of the body, such as the lungs, blood, spinal fluid, or around muscle tissue.
In early January, the Public Health Agency of Canada noted in 2023, the numbers of invasive Group A streptococcus increased more than 40% over the previous peak in 2019. From October 2023 to the end of December, 540 infections of invasive Group A streptococcus were reported in Ontario alone, and within this data were 6 children under the age of 9 who succumbed to the disease. Dr. Wong describes invasive Group A streptococcal and how it is spread in the population.
Invasive Group A strep is a very serious and sometimes life-threatening infection, so it is important to seek prompt medical care. This infection can spread through direct contact with secretions from the nose or throat of an infected person, or by direct contact with infected sores on the skin.
Dr. Wong also described symptoms and signs of a severe infection. These include fever, sore throat, neck pain, and a rash that continue to worsen.
Signs of a severe infection include things such as a fever with sore throat, rash, or flu-like symptoms that become increasingly severe, a wound or bruise with pain that is out of proportion to the injury, or is red, swollen, or blistered, or severe pain with movement of the neck.
The rate of confirmed cases of invasive Group A streptococcus reported in Waterloo Region in December 2023 was between 0.1 and 1.9 per 1,000 people. However, epidemiologists do not yet understand why the disease has spiked and recommend taking precautions, including proper hand hygiene and staying home when sick and contacting a doctor if needed.
While invasive infections can occur in people of all ages who are otherwise healthy, persons with chronic medical conditions, the very young and those that are older, are at higher risk. We do not yet understand why we are seeing this increase in invasive Group A strep infections. It is important to take precautions such as staying home if sick, practice proper hand hygiene, properly caring for cuts and wounds, and seeking medical attention when you feel the need to. Staying up to date with immunizations is also important. Influenza and chickenpox increase the risk of invasive Group A strep.
For CKMS News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I am MP Holmes. Thanks for listening.